Siyata Dishmaya. We are going to try to be Magdir today. What are Dvarim Charifim? We learned last week, Tzadi Vav Aleph, that a Dvar Charif can do two chumras. Number one, a Dvar Charif can deny Nat Bar Nat. And that means that if you cut an onion and the knife had, an onion will be slightly controversial, so let's talk about something that's not controversial in Shulchan Aruch at all. You cut a radish, so then if it has tam basar from the knife, even though that tam basar inside is not barnat, Dvar Charif defies that rule, and it says that the tam is still going to be strong, number one. Number two, we saw opinions, we've already gone through details, and we're going to continue, that say that not only does it defy Nat Bar Nat, it also defies the rule of Tam Pogum. And that means that even if the Tam has been sitting in the knife for 24 hours, nevertheless, the Tam Pogum will go into the onion. Tov, we discussed, and we'll continue to discuss, how we paskin halacha l'maisa. Today, what we're going to first begin with is the question of what qualifies as a Dvar Charif. So here what we're going to do is go a little bit out of order. We're going to do Se'ifim Beis and Dalid. Let's take a look at the tour. The tour says, V'chein Hadin, not only, we mentioned last time that the Gemara gave two examples of a Dvar Charif. One was the case of Chiltis, and the other was the case of Tznom. Chiltis was unique. It's very, 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 very sharp, according to some. Tznon is, the radish is a little more standard. The tour told us that not only tznon, but any type of vegetable that's sharp, even shlakos, would qualify as a dover charif. And then, here the tour says, v'chein adin b'shumim, u'betzalim, u'krishim. The same applies to garlic, onions, krishim. I saw some translate as leek. Who translated that way? Yeah, the Badei HaShulchan. The Badei HaShulchan says, Belaz Lamid Yud Kuf. So I think that he means leek. Shechotchem b'sakin shel basar she'en la'achlan b'chalav, shegam hein charifin kimotznon. So that also qualifies. So now, no longer are we only talking about a radish, but it's expanded to other things as well. So that is how the Mechaber begins, Se'if Beis, in Sadi Vav. Zok Tehelege Mechaber, Mechotach Bo Yishubin, Ubetzalin Ukrishin, Ukiyotzeben, Medvarim HaCharifim, Uperes Chamutzim. Ah, take a look at this. Here the Mechaber adds, also those fruits that are Chamutzim, that are, what would be the best way to translate Chamutz, the Israelis here? Sour, or sharp, tangy. V'dogim meluchim, as well as fish that are salted. Dinam shave lachtov batzon. That's similar to eating something that was cut, that was a radish. In other words, all of the above halachos are going to apply to them. If you take a look in Siv Dalid, so Siv Dalid, we extend this. The Mechaber says that lemons will also be an issue, but lemons he's going to have reasons to be matir if there's reason to believe that the tam from the goy's knife has already been distilled. So we'll discuss that in Mirtz Hashem. But you take a look in Siv Dalid, clearly when it comes to lemons, the same halacha is going to apply. So let's begin to talk about all of these different items and see how this plays out, halacha l'maisa. So when it comes to fish that is salted, so here the Shach makes a logical comment, and he says, in Sif Katan Tezayin, V'dogim meluchim, mashmal adildas ha-mechaber asurim k'dei netila. The mechaber, he says, would hold, that's k'dei netila. Why? Because we have learned in Sif Aleph that the mechaber says that when it comes to the duchka, the sakina, on the Dvar Charif, it penetrates up until Kedei Netila as the opinion of the Rush. However, the Rama disagrees, L'odas ha-rav l'chatchila asurim kula. So the Rama holds that everything is asur, so he's just plugging it in to what we learned previously. Ubidievet sarach l'shar kedei netila. And bidievet, you could be mekos. We learned also last time that you don't have to say the entire onion is aser, just kedei netila. Aval b'toras chatas, maybe b'shem, iser v'het arach, dim chotach dogim luchem b'sangu shal iser, tzarech greida. They hold that all you need is greida. That is a, just to drag off the smallest amount. And if it was cut prior to the melicha, then even adacha is enough, just to wash it off. So what's the answer to the stira? Says the shach, the mechaber is talking about something that's very salty. Then it's going to be boleya, the herring, let's say. It's going to be boleya either kedei netila according to the mechaber or kulo according to the Rama. Al mishum ma'at melech lo chashiv charif kedei le'il. And then all you're going to need is at most just taking off the grade of the klipa, just taking off the klipa, or if it's not very sharp at all, then all you're going to need is just washing it off. So what emerges for Hagdara number one is when it comes to fish, to call it a davar charif, it needs to be very, very salty. If it's medium salty, so then in such a case one should do klipa. If it's not very salty at all, then all you need is going to be hadacha. That's in regards to dogim meluchim. Okay. In regards to citrus fruits, so here we have this whole discussion in regards to lemons. So now we'll go into the details of the lemons, then we're going to come back to some of the other fruits, items that we spoke about before. But let's go to the citrus fruits, particularly lemons, and then possibly other items that are similar to that. So in Si'if Dalit, we have an interesting kula that the shach is going to struggle to understand exactly how it works. He'll also bring up olives as well. Says the Mechaber, Bei me limons, shemevim agoyim. So this is the shaila that I think Jake, someone started asking me about last time. And that is, we're going to get into the lemaisa of fruits that are cut by a Gentile knife. What is the status of those fruits? So here we have lemons that the goyim brought, so they're the ones who cut them. The Mechaber paskins that the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So the Rama says that this is based on a shibole haleket, that he thinks he's going to explain what it's based on. Says the Rama, mipnei shemivim harbe biyachad. The guy cuts many, many lemons. In other words, there are many, many lemons that have been cut by a guy. Afim nesru miktsasan, and even if the first were aser. Why? Because there was reason to believe that the guy was using a sack and there was a ben yoma. Let's say there's reason to be choshesh that. We discussed whether that's enough to rely on the chazaka of the fact that the fruit is kosher or no. We have to rely on the rule stam sack and eino ben yoma. And let's say for some reason we're not sure stam sack and eino ben yoma, or according to the Rama, we're machmir even on an Eino Ben Yomo knife as well. So at the end of the day, you have the guy that's using his knife, and according to the Rama, you would have to be machmir. So says, and the Yesh Omrim of the Mechaber as well, kulam mitarim v'chol kayotze baze. So it comes along the Rama, and the Rama says, really, lemons are peres chamutzen. If they're peres chamutzen, then they're davar charif. If they're a davar charif, then in such a case, according to the Rama, you would have to be choshesh that it's going to be aser, even a basakin of a goy that is a stam sakin. You have to be choshesh in a binyono. But here we have an interesting svara to be mekel. He says, at the end of the day, the first lemon is going to be aser, the second lemon is going to be aser, the third lemon is going to be aser. But after a while, the tam is all going to go out into the first few lemons. If you're dealing with many lemons, so then the rove of the lemons are going to be kosher. So therefore, you're allowed to be able to use those lemons. The shach quotes that the bach didn't like this at all. If you take a look at the, let's do the shach sifkat and chaf, So Bach says, this itself inherently doesn't make any sense. The only way I could justify it is say that this is the shita of the Maharam who says that only a chiltis has a din of davar charif. But if you hold, like we hold, and that is that peres chamutzim are considered davar charif, says the Bach is just simply wrong. Because if that would be so, he says, first of all, you could be mekel if you hold only chiltis is mechal yo leshvach eina ben yomo, and here we could assume it's an eina ben yomo. V'im kein ledidon, the kaim lan kasefer atruma, hani lemins kulam asurim, that is the shita of the Bach. So what's the svara of the Cholkim? Kanireh that the Nekudas HaMachlokis revolves around whether you could assume that all of the Isser got out. The Bach says that you always have to be choshesh that there's a little bit of Isser that remains, and if it's mamish adavar harif, so then all of them are going to be Isser. If you take a look in the handout, the Masifta develops this in more detail, not in the booklet, but in the handout, the separate handout, I photocopied, not yet photocopying Masifta into the booklet. Right? But they just flesh out this point. You could look at it there. I'm not going to read it inside. But at the end of the day, that's what the Bach holds, that you always have to be choshesh, and since you always have to be choshesh, so then there isn't going to be any bittel. Kanireh, the others hold, then no. That once you've been cutting it for a while, so then most of it is going to come out. And once most of it comes out, so then it's going to be mutter. They say that makes a lot of sense, according to Shibbol HaLeket, if 60 lemons were already cut, so then 60 times the knife was already cut. So then in such a case, if you would have 120 lemons, then bevadai, it makes sense that it would be mutter. Kanireh the Bach, for some reason, is choshesh, that there's always going to be iser that remains. What the omek of the Bach svara is, I don't have entirely in the case of where it's 60. Maybe the Bach would say that in most cases it wasn't 120 lemons. It's less. And if it's less lemons, then it doesn't come out. So, you know, if we're talking about 10 lemons, the Bach is choshesh that it's not everything is going to come out. Okay. So this is in regards to peres chamutzim. We see that we're going to be machmir for peres chamutzim. The Shach says that you've got to say this pshat that all of that the tam comes out. Because if you don't, then you're going to be stuck in a stira. Take a look, continuing on in the Shach, Sif Katan Chaf, he says, V'zeh muchrach medivrei alav, harav. Dim lo kein, hayidvar v'sosrim zezeh. So the Shach says, as I told you, that all the Yisr is going to come out, it's going to be bottled, like the Rama already said. Tarei kasev v'sif alef, dim chotach hatznon dak, tzarek shishim k'neged kula. Almo delo nisbato tam hasakin. V'im kein, nicha, So the Shach quotes in regards to Zaysim that what are you going to say in regards to Zaysim? Are Zaysim going to have the same Svara or are Zaysim going to be Mutter? And the Shach makes reference to the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tuf Mem Zayin that says that when it comes to, it's actually quoted, he's making reference to it here, but he quoted it earlier above, about 10 lines from the top, that when it comes to Zaysim, we say Zaysim are all Aser. The Mashmos of Tuf Mem Zayin is that Zaysim are, all of them are going to be Aser, no matter how many you cut. When it comes to Hilchas Chametz, Dahainu, that if you have a Sakin of chametz, cutting zeisim, they're going to be asar on Pesach. All of them are going to be asar on Pesach. So the question is, what's the difference between the zeisim that were machmir versus the lemons? So the Shach says, what you have to say is, first of all, this idea that in general, when it comes to some fruits, the Bach is going to be right, that they're not going to be mutter even after you've cut it over extended period of times. But lemons, anyhow, lemons are not really a very, very strong davar charif. Zeisim, those are a strong davar charif, and therefore he says there we're machmir even on an eino ben yomo, against what the Bach had suggested that maybe over here we're just assuming that we could be makel on eino ben yomo. It's not true. The Rama himself holds that even on an eino ben yomo you have to be machmir. Elamai, what's the difference between zaysim and peros chamutzim? You have to say that zaysim are more charif. That's how the Shach concludes. So zaysim are going to be more charif, and that's why in Hilchas Chametz we're machmer and eino ben yomo. However, when it comes to the lemons, it's not such a big davar charif, and therefore in an eino ben yomo you could combine the fact that the odds are that it's going to be batel, and it's a tziruf of kulos that the Shach introduces. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim HaKolam Shakol Miyah B'dvarai. So this is what we have over here in regards to lemons. Lemons are dvarim charifim, but at the end of the day, we could rely on the fact that it's probably going to be batel. When it comes to zeisim, we have to say that they are going to be more of a davar charif. Okay. Ad kan divrei hashach. So, what's that?
A lot of times we're on machmir by chametz anyway, because it's also b'kol shu.
Right, the Shach doesn't go that route. You could have said that it's a chumra de chametz. Shach doesn't go that route. Yesh lodun. You're right. You could have said that, but the Shach does not. Okay. Now, so let's now put things into categories. If you take a look at the Chachmas Adam, we're gonna get to halacha l'maisa quicker today than we normally do, to be able to put things in categories over here. The Chachmas Adam and Simin Mem Tes, Si'if Dalid summarizes the sugya. Maybe it's a little premature to do one thing. Yeah, it's a moment premature to do the Chachmasan before we do the Taz. Let's take a look at the Taz in the beginning of Sif Katan Tes, and then we'll be ready for the Chachmas Adam. Says the Taz, in Dibar Maskel Peres Chamutzim, the Taz also expresses some reservation about Peres Chamutzim as being a Dover Charif. Says the Taz, B'toras Chatas Kasa B'Shem Iser V'Heter, D'Tapuchim Chamutzim Lo Mekri Dover Charif. So the Taz also throws another Kula in. He says, not all fruits are considered davar charif, and not only is there citrus foods, there's also in those days they would make sour apples. We have that today as well. That they would make sour apples. So is a sour apple a davar charif? So says the Taz, no. From the Torah Skatas, he says no. Vinire, and then the Taz therefore begins to introduce hachraos lekula that the Chachmas Adam is going to borrow. That's why I thought it was important to do this Taz first. V'nira de b'makom hefsid yesh l'smoch al zeh. He says, b'makom hefsid, you could be mekel. B'makom hefsid, you don't have to consider the peros chamutzim as being a davar charif. Now, what he does not spell out the Taz is whether he's talking about a sakin that's ben yomo or a sakin that's eino ben yomo. That he doesn't spell out. But he just says that by peros chamutzim, you could be mekel. He continues, and then he says, "Va'osa mashkin she'osamim dinas Rusia." And this popular Russian drink, when I was a kid, it was still a popular Russian drink. Musubin imayim shekaren also borscht. He says, "Borscht, what's its status? Borscht are beets with also some sharp stuff inside. Nira pashut mikri davar charif. That, even though it doesn't fall on the list of the Shulchan Aruch, that's pashut. That's called a davar charif. Afilu eina mechumetz harbe adayin." He says it's going to be considered like chometz that's not very strong. So the Shach, the Taz, gives us a couple of benchmarks. He doesn't clarify all the details, but he throws out a couple more things that we don't have in Shulchan Aruch. Number one is he thinks that makom hefsid could be mekel. Number two, he says that borscht, even though it doesn't fall into the category over here, that's going to also be considered a davar charif. Let me just finish Binyamin out of Sof, and then Sifkatan Tes. Peros Chamutzim. Taz, Sifkatan Tes. Let's see all the categories now that the Chacham HaSalam does based on all the above. Both the Shach when it comes to lemons and olives, and the Taz and Sifkat and Tes when it comes to borscht and sour apples. This is enough information for the Chacham HaSalam to give us some neat categories lahalacha. This is the Chacham HaSalam in Mem Tes Dalet. Ladas mikzas poskim rishonim lo mikri davar charik rak dafka kort shel chiltis. He says, we learned, he's going to start all the way from the beginning. We learned that there are some who say that only a chiltis qualifies as a davar charif, the Maram. And we saw the Mishkanes Yaakov paskin that way on Eina ben Yomo. V'yesh omrim gam tznon. But some say tznon, and that we saw the Torah already paskin, certainly in Shulchan Aruch. That's harbe poskim. V'chein stam b'shulchan aruch. Da'filu tardin v'shumim b'tzalim krishin v'timcha. Also chrein. That was what the Rama adds. V'chein chometz and also vinegar. Afil ein chazak or borscht. V'afil ein chometz harbe. Adayin kim de'isli kuei de'piri. Since it has this sharpness of the fruit. V'dagim meluchim shekaren herring. So you see, it sounds like he understood something as sharp as herring. I don't know, salmon that's salty, it would seem to me is not davar charif. Herring is. V'chein tavlin, as well as spices, kagon ingber, we're going to have this. We're going to see shortly a large discussion about ginger. U'peres chamutzav giyotzeve, kol ze yesham din charif. L'chol achumras. So Chachma Salam says all of these things have the din davar charif with all the chumras. When he's referring to l'chol achumras, means to be machmir even in Eina ben Yomo. Ulefichach, and therefore lamaisa im chotach tznon v'shar dvar miskarim bezakin shel basar Eina ben Yomo. Even if you cut with an Eina ben Yomo knife, v'hum akunach asalach lo b'chalav, then it's asur to eat with milk. V'chein im chotach besakin shel iser dino kilu'il. Okay. He then talks about. I'll just read it. It's not going to be that critical. He says, when it comes to vinegar or wine that's not strong, you could be mako. Now, I haven't entirely described how we're going to have cases of davar charif with liquids. Because up until now, we've been talking about davar charif with duchka de sakina. The answer to this question, which we're going to learn shortly, we're going to see this inside in the Shulchan Aruch, is when a davar charif is cooked. We're going to see that davar charif is cooked, so then according to the Ramah, it could bring out tam, even tam pogum, inside a pot. So let's say you were cooking with wine, and you have a pot that is eina ben yomo fleishiks, the wine becomes ben yomo fleishiks in terms of eating it with other things. Okay.
Where do we see that wine is a davar charif?
That's where the Chachmas Adam get it from?
Yeah.
He says it's a Magen Avram. Magen Avram Simen Tav Mem Zayin Sifkaton Chaf Ches. Okay, so this is category number one. All these things fall into category number one. Bli Neder Rav Binyamin, after category three, I will take your question. In Sifkaton Zayin, the Chachmas Adam says the following. Peros HaChamutzim. So we're skipping Rabosei from Sifkat and Dalit to Sifkat and Zayin in the Chachmas Adam. When it comes to Peres Chamutzim, you remember? You remember we saw that there are some who are not so into Peres Chamutzim as being a Davar Charif. Maybe lemons we saw in the Shach might not be the same thing as olives, right? So Peres Chamutzim, here we already have category number two. Afal Gav David Kasavnu Davar Charif Mikol Mokum Hefsid Yesh LaHakel. He says, "B'makom efsi, you could be mekel. Why? Da yesh omrim de dafke chiltus havi charif." So he doesn't reference our shach; he references our taz. That the taz was mekel by tapuchim chamutzim, and by tapuchim chamutzim, he said that at the end of the day, there are some who hold that only a chiltus you have to be machmir. That is how the Chachmas Adam interprets the Taz, that by an Eina ben Yomo, then maybe there's going to be room to be Mekel when it comes to Peres Chamutzim. Now this is an extension of the Taz, because the Taz only spoke about sour apples. He didn't speak about citrus fruits, which were the more natural, sharper fruits, but the Chachmas Adam feels that he can extend it. And therefore he concludes, Val kalponim nirali diyesh lahakim. Bidvarim she'enim charifim v'chamutzim harbe im chatru besakin she'ena ben yomo. The number category number two is piras chamutzim. Piras chamutzim you could be makel if it was cut with a sakin she'ena ben yomo. V'lismoch ala poskim, because why? You could rely on the poskim. In other words, peros chamutzim, it's not the same davar charif as an onion. So therefore, you could rely on the poskim. Sfirlu dafilu bitznon in eser dafka ben yomo. The way the mechaber paskin that said the eser is only ben yomo, not by an enu ben yomo. So therefore, category number two is to be makel with peros chamutzim when it is cut by an Eino Ben Yomo. Why? Because it's a Chumrah of the Ramah to be Machmir, that's Mechalia Leshevach. Maybe only Chiltus is Mechalia Leshevach, but everything else is not. That's category number two. Category number three, continues the Chachmas Adam, Umamakom Hefse Meruba, and when it comes to Hefse Meruba, Efshi Yeis Lesmoch Afil Ben Yomo! Maybe you can be Mekel even on a Ben Yomo. He says, you still have Shitas Rashi. The Shita of Rashi holds that there isn't even Nat Barnat. That Rashi says that the only problem with the knife is the Shamnunis on the knife. So he says, when it comes to those things that are for sure Davar Charif, for sure we're Machmir, and we're going to be Machmir even Behefsim Merubah. But if we're talking about Piras Chamutzim, where already the Taz and the Shach began to chip away at whether they're really, really Dvarim Charifim, so that's where you see the Gadlus HaPsak of the Chachmas Adam. The Taz and the Shach give him a hole, he's going to widen the hole. And he's going to say, in such a case, we could be Mekil even by Hefsim Aruba, Bozo Yom. So the first category are those things that are not negotiable. Obviously, different sheet, we had already last time, different sheet, so what's called not negotiable. We did have the Mishkanes Yaakov, who is Mekil, more Mekil than others, but the standard psak of the Taz and the Shach, so the standard psak is that you have the non-negotiables, the onions and the radishes, and those things that are mentioned in the Gemara, and those things that are obviously also sharp, a leek, etc., etc. And then chrein, horseradish as well. Then category number two, we're going to have peros chamutzim, and in category number three, we're going to have peros chamutzim. And category number two is going to be peros chamutzim, where anytime you do with an Eino Ben Yomo, it's fine, no problem. If it's an Eino Ben Yomo pipe, knife. And then in category three, what we're going to have is Peres Chamutzim, even with a Ben Yomo knife, is going to be Mekel Behefsid Meruba. That's the three levels of Psak from the great Chochmas Adam. Rav Judah came to our shul, and he spent half of his Sichas, we called it Sichas Chaver, half of the Sichas Chaver was going through the Hagdama of the Chochmas Adam to Yaradeh. Why? Because Rav Judah wanted to focus on the fact that the Chochmas Adam emphasized that all I am is a regular balabas, and I used to go to all the business fairs with everybody else, and you're going to say to me, what chutzpah do I have to write a sefer, because I decide not to become a rav, and I earned a living as a businessman. But you should know that even when I was in Leipzig in the business fairs, I was learning, and I was learning, and I was learning. And this is my sefer. And the irony of ironies is, and the Chachmas Adam is amazing. The irony of ironies is this became the sefer of Psak Halacha. The two Rabbeinu I'm close, that I was closest with, Rabbi Braunschweig and Rabbi Nemensal, both told me that the Posek Achron in Yaradeya is the Chachmas Adam. The sefer that was written by, he was a businessman for many years. The Musar also is that Chachmas Adam's Makif, the Sugi, is so beautifully that once upon a time, what a businessman from Vilna was. As eventually he became a dayan later on in his life. But he says most of what he wrote is what he learned in between customers as businessman. And then Rav Judah Shlita contrasted with Rabbi Nassen's presentation of Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both of them are. So the Chochmas Adam was pointing at every second he found to learn. And then Rabbi Nassen has a slightly different formulation. Yeah, go ahead.
Why does Shach say that if we hold, like, say, for a truma,
yeah,
that all the
lemons
would be
usher?
Saying, wouldn't it still be the same thing? Like, you'd have one or two that are
usher? Yeah, one or... No, so, Eino Chanami, from the Shach, you're 100% right. What the Shach though introduced for us in terms of Pirus Chamutzim is he pointed out that's still going to be less than Zeisim. That's what I was bringing out from the Shach. That Zeisim, he says, we're going to be even more Machmir.
But he says here, the ink came the Dida and the Kaimelang Sefer Shema.
I'm sorry, where are you reading from? The Shach?
The Shach Kaf.
Yes, about where?
3 lines down.
Right in the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
The Dida. The
Dida and the Svirle,
the Kaimalan, because there
are Truma. Right, but.
Why would they all be Usher?
No, so that's where he says. The Hemshech, Ella, the Hem, you gotta go down further. Ella Nir, the Modal Sefer Truna, Tsnok Yotza Kurifate, El Svir, the Lemons of Gods, and Kimon Shane Harufin, Kamat Snow, Im Kang Lom Machali El Mashabal of Adophne Asakin.
Okay, so let's say in the Zaysim, why are all of the Zaysim, why don't we say that the first few Zaysim are Chameitz?
Right, so it sounds like he's more Choshesh that Zaysim have the ability to pull out more than the...
So then all that does is we view the Sakin as being Ben Yoma, right? That's what it does, right?
No, more than that. No. It sounds like he's saying its ability to pull it out.
But I'm saying once you finish up the Tom...
The Shach addresses your question, Binyamin. He then says, "V'shuv ein koach la lemons la hashvos l'shevach mashablu ofnim elamashin espatel kvar devada b'tznol kavaseh shu charef tuva mashvile l'shevach mash ein came b'lemons." The lemons, because he's assuming it gets involved in Eitan's chabura, but he's assuming that the lemons have more because they're not as davar charef; they have less draw power. And therefore, there's more room to be made. We'll continue in the base medrash. That's the chiluk that he's making. Okay, Tov. We're ready now to begin Sif Gimel, the Siyata D'Shmaya. Siv Gimel, we reveal some other sets of halachas. Oh, we're not ready. Shua and Jake have questions. Okay, Jake, yeah, go ahead.
It should be very quick.
No rush.
In my experience, olives are less sour than lemons. Is that?
I guess the sour might mean different things. There's, in other words, there's tanginess. Maybe lemon's more tangy, but maybe the pickles are more and olives are more sour.
Then what does sour mean? It means...
It's a fair question. The Shach... I could hear that what we're talking about lemons is a certain acidity.
Right.
That's in lemons. It could be that when we're talking about Davar Charif, we're not talking about only acidity, we're talking about... for example, I need some chemistry people here. An onion... Onion doesn't have a lot of acid, does it? Do they? Does it? It does have a lot of acid? More than lemons or less than lemons? Less than lemons. Okay. So it has acid, but less than lemons. So the point is that, and let's say an orange. An orange has probably less than lemons, but then the question would be whether it has more than onions or less than onions. So... They're tangy, right? But let's just even go with that. In other words, the point is that when you're talking about tangy, you're talking about acidity. It could be that the halachma is talking about sharpness, isn't necessarily talking about acidity. It's talking about, I don't have the other word for it. I'm not
sharpness.
Obviously, the chiltus was not. It doesn't seem that it had a lot of acid. It seemed like it was maybe the right word is bitter. Okay, Yes, in Britain and in school, they make the kids bite lemons, is that what they do? Putting a lot of things together, yeah. Go ahead, Shua. Yeah, go ahead.
Just two small things, just like going back to sour things, like what about things like super sour, like candies and stuff? Like if I want to like cut maybe in half.
Ain't a chanami. That's
it's not just a natural flavor.
No, not necessarily. I'm not sure. I would have to think about the question. If you're asking me lemaisa, I would have to think about that.
And also this taz, as the Ramah also started talking about shartvar in Dalai. How is this taz different from Ramah? Ramah is being matir shard gvar at the end of it.
The end of the Ramah?
Yeah, well, shard gvar, she'en l'chrif, and k'don t'puchim, y'vashim don't know, give him heter.
Right. No, the answer is that it's a good question. The answer is these tapuchim are not sour apples. These were regular apples.
So everyone agrees.
Right, right. The Taz is expanding. Right, everyone. Right. In other words, the Ramah doesn't teach us much because his example of the kula is much more narrow.
Right.
Oh, by the way, I have one more makar that I photocopied for you before. I'm glad you stopped me with questions. Because one more important makar is the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, also built on the Taz. If you take a look in Taf Mem Zayin, in Hilchas Chametz, so over there, the Mishnah Berurah discusses Va'ayim Ba'achronim Shekasu. Basically, all the Mishnah Berurah is doing is he's just taking the Taz and the Chachmas Adam and just reformulating it, but it's Kedai. Whenever you have a Mishnah Berurah, it's always like, whenever you can point to a Mishnah Berurah, then everybody's silent. Until you get to the Mishnah Berurah, there's always... Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Pei Aleph, V'ayim V'achroim Shekasu L'mokam Hasim Beruba, Yesh Lismo Chal Poskim, D'Sfirulu D'Peris Chamutz Nolav B'chlal Dover Charif. Okay. And then we're going to get to Meducha. We're about to get to Meducha, where the Mishnah Berurah then extends this heter. Says the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, we're now going to talk about spices. Up until now, we've been talking about different fruits. Now we begin a discussion about spices and their status of Dabar Charif. Tavlin sheneducha, neduchu bimeducha. So there is a pistol and a mortar. The pistol is what was used to grind the spices, and the mortar is what held it. Is that correct? Yeah, that's it. Good. Okay. That's about the only thing in chemistry that I paid attention to. Okay. So, Tavlin Sheneducha Memeducha Shalbasa Baruch Hashem. My daughter is doing tshuva for me. She's studying biochemistry now. So, I've redeemed myself with my father. It took a long time. Okay. So, Tavlin Sheneducha Memeducha Shalbasa Ben Yomo Asa La'achlam V'chalav V'yesh Omrim Afilo Eino Ben Yomo. So, you have spices that's crushing. So then, if it crushed, if you have a fleishik dika pistol that crushed the spices, so then in such a case, it's aser to eat a b'chalav. Now notice, the Mechaber doesn't say eina ben yomo, he just says ben yomo. So I pointed out to you last week that the Ramah says, v'yesh omrim afilu eina ben yomo, sif gimel. The Ramah says that this applies even to an eina ben yomo. So we have another example of Dover Charif, and that is spices. Spices also are going to qualify as a Dover Charif. The Ramah then says that the same rule of Eina Ben Yomo applies for him, and it's going to be the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah L'shitasam in regards to Eina Ben Yomo. The Ramah is Machmir, and the Shulchan Aruch, as a Stami Yesh Omrim, is Mekel. Now the Shach here has a very simple comment in Sifkot and Yudches it's very simple, but a lot of people are confused about it. In fact, I just got a shaila a week and a half ago, assuming that this was a problem that the Shach already says is not a problem. Let's take a look at Yudches, which is fine. It's good that the people asked the shaila; they weren't sure, so they didn't assume it was Aser, but they thought it might be Aser. So it says the Shach that you don't have to worry about this. The Shach is medayeg that this Tavlin Sheneducha that comes from the Sefer HaTrumas, we speak about when it comes to spices, that the spices were sitting in the mortar and were crushed by the pistol. So the Shach points out that it's Meduyuk. We already learned that a Davar Charif that's sitting, or something that's salty, that's sitting in a pot, then the Isser is not transferred. So for example, the Shach says, we learned by regards to salt that you have salt that's sitting in a fleishiga dish. So there, if the salt is dry, there isn't any problem about the salt becoming fleishigs. The one shaila we had was whether it's a good idea. Meat might fall inside of it, but the salt, we had no havamina. Where was it? At the end of Simen Tzadi Hey, we didn't have a havamina in such a case that the salt was going to become fleishigs. Similarly, says the Shach, whenever you have a davar charif that's sitting dry, inside of a dish, you have no concern. So therefore, someone called me up and asked, they had an onion sitting, a dry onion. In other words, an onion might have been unpeeled, it was unpeeled, but it's dry. And it was sitting in a container. That container was fleishik. So Shaila is the onion fleishik? So the answer is no. The onion's not fleishik. Take a look at the shach, talent shenaduchu, v'hu adin melach shenaduch, v'chol shah advar mechrim v'daf, v'davka nidocho. If it was sitting inside, that's not going to be a problem. So I just want to emphasize that because some people, once you hear that davar charif, you have to be machmir, so they think that it's always, that the davar charif always going to be poel. The davar charif in general is only poel with two possibilities. Number one is duchka de sakina, and the other is bishul, as we're going to see in a few minutes. But without that, the davar charif, You don't have to be machmir for. Okay. Now, in regards to the case of the spices, the Ramah comments in Sif Beis, Umikol Makom Mutar Lechol Merkachas Charifim Shel Goyim Kego Zangvil Ukiyotzeba. When it comes to ginger, he says that's cut by a goy. So then you don't have to worry. In contrast to the horseradish that's cut by the guy, he uses a knife. He might use his dinner knife. But when it comes to ginger, you have to crush it. So that, yeshlam kelim yuchadim lekach, they have special kelim, and therefore for the zangvil, you don't have to be worried. The shach stops at this, and he says, wow, so what do you see from here? We see from here that when it comes to these items, we're going to have to be choshesh if we know that it was cut by a goy. Take a look at the shach sif katan yudzayin. Mashma, the yadina ba bevada shenechtach besakin shel goy. If we know for sure it was cut by a goy's knife, afil ben yoma aser to dami the court shel chiltis. That the Ramah is saying that there's no difference between chiltis and ginger. So when it comes to spices, we see time and time again that the Ramah treats the spices like a tznon, like an onion. And then he points out, the Shach points out, Achaim b'smag mashma behedi k'mo shekosav yisav heter, dafil chotach b'vadai, b'sakin zangvila ritvasa mutter. So he says, the smag disagrees. The smag holds, the only time you have to be machmer for ginger is on a ben yomo. But if it's an eno ben yomo, then you could be mekel. So Shach is pointing out that this Ramah is assuming that a ginger is the same level of davar charif as chiltus. Again, the same point that we keep on seeing, is the Gemara dafka by chiltus, how far does it go? So Shach points out, that's how the Ramah passes. Ushar dvarm shev charifim biyosef. V'hilkach, and therefore, the Shach says, "Afilu einu melachleach mashvilei l'shevach." That's according to Smag. Masha'ein came b'zangvil, but zangvil is different. Zangvil, if it's dry, you only have to be machmir. You only have to be machmir according to Smag by a ben yomo, not an einu ben yomo. How does the Shach come out? So, if you skip a line, the Shach introduces another variable to be mekel when it comes to spices. He says as follows: Hilkach nira, the ein lahachmir. He says, wait, the smag was already mekel on ginger. So he says, Hilkach nira, the ein lahachmir kol kach bezangvil kiman da filu bitznon harbe poskimatirin beinu ben yomo. He says the Shach disagrees with the Ramah. The Shach says he thinks that when it comes to ginger, you treat it as a davar charif only for a ben yomo. That you wouldn't say, not bar not the atera. But if it's an ena ben yomo, then the davar charif does not do its job. He continues, and he says, V'chein b'sefer apa ravri mati al yidei klipa b'ena ben yomo. So the afi ravri has a pshara. He says that you could be mekel if you take off a klipa. But he's makel only by ginger that's dry. So the Shach introduces two variables. Number one, maybe ginger is not considered a high class davar charif, it's a weak davar charif, and therefore he concludes to be makel by Eina ben Yoma. And then he also says, ginger that's dry, maybe the Rama wasn't even talking about that. Maybe we're only talking about ginger that's moist. And therefore it could be when it comes to davar charif, when it comes to spices, we're only going to be machmir on spices that are moist, but not spices that are dry. Most of our spices today are dry, not moist. And then you have this tzad to be makel in the shach. How do we paskin lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa? So, there are a few different shitas. I put down the Aruch HaShulchan. I put the Shulchan, Aruch HaShulchan in the booklet. The Aruch HaShulchan is hard to read, so I'll let you do that on your own. The Chazon Ish, in this case, is easier to read. The Chazon Ish appears both in Simin Chav Gimel of Yaradei Asifkat and Dalit, as well as, I believe, the exact same language appears in Aruch Chaim, in Hilchas Chametz, in Simin Kuf Yutes, Sifkat and Tesvav. I think they were... The Chazon Ish didn't put together his own sefer. It was his nephew, Rav Greinemann. So I think he cut and paste. I think he took what was written in Aruch Chaim and he just put it in Yaradei or vice versa. There are a few places in Sefer Chazon Ish that the same pieces repeat themselves. The Sefer Chazon Ish wasn't put out as one, all six chalakim. It came out slowly, slowly, slowly. So what they did was, when it was relevant, so you have some repetition. Not as much as Tosis and Shas, but still. That's why I tell the boys that it seems that Shas is really not 2,711 dapim. Shas is about 1,000 dapim, 1,200 dapim, both in terms of Gemaras, as well as Tosis. That a lot of what Shas does is it repeats itself. Anyhow, Nachzor len Yonenu. If you notice, I learned from Rav Spiegel to have a commercial every 20-25 minutes. So I learned from my Rebbe. Okay, let's take a look at Chazon Ish. That was the second commercial. Now I have to go for 50 minutes straight. Okay, says the Chazon Ish, Sifkat and Dalit. Bedin, Tavlin Yaveshim, Danu Achraim. So Chazon Ish says that when it comes to Tavlin, so there's a discussion in Achronim, and he suggests, let's pick up with the Efshar, about seven lines in. The Shach says, Ve'efshar, the kol divrei Hashach, b'charifim sheim lamata mibitzalim u'krishin kagon zangvol, v'anidon imhen kechiltas etznon, lafoch atan l'shach b'ena ben yomo. Avo b'ben yomo vadayoser. He says, the Shach will come out that when it comes to ginger and to ben yomo, it's certainly also. U'bezangvil u'mimenu u'lamata yovesh mutar b'hadocha, v'zu kavonas Hashach. The chol dover charif yavesh, kol dover zulas hacharifim osrim gam bein imonik kedin chiltus. So says the Chazon Ish like this. The Shach is telling us that those things that we have to be machmir for, and say that they're real dvarim charifim, and we're machmir, we being the Rama, even on an Eina ben Yomo, then we'll have to be machmir also when it's dry. Aval ha osrim belachin beina ben Yomo kulo. Bahem ein chiluk bein lachem yaveshim. Aval zangvil de belach ein osar ele ben yomo. But when it comes to ginger, that the Shach already said that we're only going to be machmir when it's a ben yomo. And what does that show? That's not so charif. Ve'ein lo charif es lahamtik es apogum. Kishu yavesh ein lo klal koach lahaflet. So the Chazon Ish has a brilliant psak. He says as follows. In regards to the shaila of whether something's dry, whether we consider it a davar charif or not, the answer is, if it's something that we paskin according to the Rama, that it has the power to take an Eina ben Yomo and still transfer its time, so then you'll have to be machmer even dry. If, however, it's a weakling, like the Shach already showed, that there are many who hold that ginger is a weakling as it is, so then you can be makel also when it's dry as well. So one kula leads to the next. So Eina ben Yomo, if it were machmir on it for an Eina ben Yomo, that's going to tell us whether we have to be machmir on it when it's dry. If we're machmir on it when it's an Eina ben Yomo, like an onion. So then, even when it's dry, we're going to be machmir on it as well. But when it comes to ginger, the Chazon Ish understands that the Shach came out that by ginger there's a lot of room to be makil on an Eina Ben Yomo, so then you could also be makil on whether it's dry. I put into parentheses, I didn't have the Sefer with me, I put into parentheses from last time that the Sefer Dover Harif comes out L'chumra. I don't recall exactly. I think what I was writing was that he's more machmir than the Chazon Ish, but Kedai HaChazon Ish L'smoch Alav, certainly B'Shas HaDchak, you have this Kula of the Chazon Ish. Tov. So that is in regards to this case of Tava. Continuing on. The Shach raises another important issue in Sifkaton Yud Tes. There was a Hara? Yes.
Would we say that the Dover Charif, let's say, if within, right, because the thing that I grind the spices in, right, it needs to be Ben Yomo.
Right.
So what if, let's say, halfway through that, 12 hours after, I ground spices in it? Wouldn't that restart the clock?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Says the Shach, we learned that the Mechaber says that on a Ben Yomo, you have to be machmir on the pistol and the mortar. Right, everybody? We learned that when it comes to the grinding, we said that the pistol and the mortar, then you have to be machmir Ben Yomo. That's not going to be nat bar nat. The Shach gives us the Mar Mokom, and the Shach has a strong kasha. Comes along the Shach, and he says, that comes from the Sefer HaTruma, Tavlin Sheneducho, B'meducho Shel Basar, Ein La'atirim B'nat Bar Nat, through a tablet chazak, etc., etc. And then he points out, he says, umashma, but if you look in the Sefer HaTruma, it's mashma dafilu kishe'ena ben yomo asr. Domidame leilat snon. The Sefer HaTruma says that the spices are no different than snon. And snon, we learned, according to some, that we're machmer and ena ben yomo. So he's saying, the Shach is spelling out, that according to the Rambam, you would have to be machmer, just like on snon, you're machmer neina ben yomo, so too by the spices. But the mechaber, the Shach is bothered to stira. V'im kein, kosha ala mechaber, lama kosav bistam ben yomo. Why did the mechaber just say that you're machmer if it's a ben yomo? What did the mechaber do in Sif Aleph? The mechaber said that we're machmer on a ben yomo, and then he says, and there's some who are even more machmir on an Eina Ben Yomo, V'yesh Omrim. And here in Sif Gimel, says the Shach, there was no mention of the Yesh Omrim on an Eina Ben Yomo. That's one kasha. And he says, not only is the Mechaber problematic, clear that he's machmir with this Yesh Misha Omrim, he says it's mefurish in a Shach later on as well. Look at the Shach, this Shulchan Aruch, excuse me, because this is important. Everybody turn to Simen Kuf Gimel, Siv Vav. And now we're going to broaden some of the halachas. We're going to start looking around in other places in Shulchan Aruch that we haven't discussed in of Dover Harif.
What was it,
Kuf Gimel, Siv Vav. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Misha Omer, Shim Samu Pilpilin. Now some misread the Shulchan Aruch. All the Mefarshim say that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean you simply put pepper. You cooked pepper. B'kdera shel iser, she'ein abas yomo, hakol osur, d'churfein mashvil e'le shvach. So now, divrei Torah, aniyim b'mokam echad, v'ashirim b'mokam acher. If you want to know all the halachas of Dover Harif, you got to start jumping around through iser v'heter, other examples. So here we have, but the Shach helps us out, and he sent us there. So Shach sends us there that says that if you cook with a Dover Harif in an Eina Ben Yomo pot, so then that just like Duchka de Sakina pulls out the Eina Ben Yomo, and the according to Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Dover Harif is Mechal Yulei L'Shevach, so too, when it comes to the cooking, the same process will happen. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim. He says a Yesh Omrim over here to be machmir. So the Shach points out, in two out of three places, when the Mechaber has the opportunity to say Yesh Omrim to be machmir and Eina Ben Yomo, he does. First, in the beginning of Tzadivav, And then second, in Kuf Gimel. So the question is, why over here didn't it get honorary mention? You're right, the Mechaber might not pask in that way. But it should at least get honorable mention. So why is it that it doesn't get honorable mention? So therefore, the Shach says, the Mechaber is wrong, halacha l'maisa. Hilchach nira kedasi yeshom sheva rav. No, we paskin that you're machmer on the pistol and the mortar, even on an Eino Ben Yomo, because the Shach himself knows that there is such a shita, and he's bothered, why did the Shach bring it down as a yesh omer? Comes along, I was thinking about this, my simcha of the last few days was that I thought of a simple teretz, and then I saw Rabbi Kiva Eger said that teretz. And then I saw I had written it down. Once upon a time, I didn't know that Rabbi Kiva Eger had teretz, but maybe that's how I came up to it. Who knows? Anyhow, so bottom line is I had the simcha of falling in love again. So I fell in love with this pshat again. So Rabbi Kiva Eger and Sifkatan Tetz. It's too early for another commercial. Remind me to tell you about falling in love again. Rabbi Kiva Eger says the following. In Sifkatan Tetz, He gives a teretz, a beautiful teretz. I think a simple teretz. He gives two terutzim. We're going to do both of them. But since I'm so excited about the second teretz, so let's do the second teretz first. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Sifkat and Tess, L'niyaz Daiti Yesh Lomar, says Rabbi Kiva Eger like this. I have a pasha to chiluk to explain why the Mechaber didn't say anything over here. He says, when it comes to spices, who says that spices are as strong as an onion, as a radish? Radishes are stronger. So the Mechaber is going to say like this. No one that's worthy of a Yesh Omrim will say that you have to be Machmer and Eino Ben Yomo when it comes to spices. It's not the same thing as a radish. A radish, I'll quote a Stam and a Yesh Omrim. There is room for a Yesh Omrim. But when it comes to spices, Mehechi Tesi. Where do you have it in the Gemara? Etc., etc., etc. But Simin Kuf Gimel is talking about cooking. What's more powerful? Tuchko de Sakina or cooking? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I think cooking is more powerful. By the way, that will also explain why the Mechaber quotes as a Yesh Omrim. The Mechaber didn't say, there doesn't quote a Yesh Omrim that says, no, when it comes to cooking, there are some who say that an Eino Ben Yomo is mutter. All he says is that Yesh Omrim are Machmer. He doesn't have a Yesh Omrim that you're Mekel. So the rigid reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that the Shulchan Aruch might be more Machmer when it comes to Bishul and an Eino Ben Yomo with the Davar Charif than Duchka de Sakina. There's room to make such an argument. It's still a Yesh Omrim, but it's a Yesh Omrim, not a Stam, that you don't have to be Machmer and a Yesh Omrim. So the point is, it seems to me that the Shulchan Aruch is being machmer when it comes to Bishul on Davar Charif. When it comes to Duchka de Sakinu Davar Charif, then he gives honorable mention. But when it comes to spices, that's not even worthy of honorable mention. That's the way to be Miyashiv. So let's take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger inside. L'niyaz Daiti Yesh Lomar D'Hacha Samchina Metzirif HaPoskim D'Rak B'Tznon Duchka V'Charif Maflet. Maybe we'll machmer only on Tznon. Avo Lo B'Shar Dvarim Charifim, but not on other things. Mishum Hachi B'Sif Aleph Lo Echriya D'B'Tznon Aser. There he just quotes Stam and Yesh Omer. He doesn't say definitively. V'Hacha B'Davlin Echriya L'Hachal B'Tzirif D'Lo Polat U'Bala Klal. Maybe who says spices Bola Pela Klal? Oh, come on, the Mari Bishul, but later on he's talking about Bishul, the Vadai Bala, Mishum Hachi Yasser, Gishmaka Teretz. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Yishuv, because the Shach didn't, I think the Shach was too rough on the Mechaber. It's clearly the Mechaber had some Cheshbin, and Rabbi Kiva Eger saves the day. Rabbi Kiva Eger also points out that someone before him also saved the day, and that is, he just quotes the name of Achreinim, but you can see it in the Mishpat Zosav. We'll just read in Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes the Prima Gadim, they had a different teretz. Kvar kasvu hachroinim, the das hamechaber, lohokil betzirif das poskim, the nat barnat mutter becharif viduchka. Avel kamon, the mari be iser, mishum hachi aser. He says, over there, we're talking about iser. We're not talking about milchiks and fleshiks. We're talking about iser. So then, when it comes to iser, then the mechaber came out that even by an Eino Ben Yomo there is a Yesh Omrim who will be Machmir. However, over here, we're talking about Nat Bar Nat Teira, so then, in such a case, there the issue is not Barnata Atera, then we're going to be more Meikel.
The question's also for Sifalef.
Sifalef, that's right. That's why Rukiv Eger's Teres is more Geshmak. Okay. I also wanted to develop that there's going to be a nafkamina between the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Kiva Eger's Teretz. The nafkamina will be whether the Mechaber has to be Machmir, whether Sfardim, let's put it this way, whether Sfardim have to be Machmir, or there's more room, I have to use too strong a word, whether there's more room for Sfardim to be Machmir on Bishul of a Dover Harif on an Eina Ben Yomo. According to the at Rabbi Kiva Eger's Yishuv, there's a lot of room to say that the Mechaber never said to be Mekel. According to Prima Gadim's Teretz, no, there's no Makar that's going to be more Machmir when it comes to Bishul. If anybody sees Mar Mekomos on that, I would be excited. Okay. This is already a Ramah in Sadi Hei Beis. If you take a look, and now we go back to the Ramah that we skipped, says the Ramah in Sadi Hei Beis, the Kol Zeh, halfway through the Ramah, by the Ches, or the Yud Aleph of the Gra, the Kol Zeh Kishamaychel Eina Dover Charif. When do we have the Heter of Dover Charif? That's only when the item, when do we have the Heter of Nat Barnat? When do we have the Heter of Nat Barnat? That's only when the item is not a Dover Charif. Kol Zeh Kishamaychel Eina Dover Charif. Aval, im hoye Dover Charif, kigoin shebishlul dvarim charifim bikli shel basar. But if you have a Dover Charif that you cooked, oh, this is a controversial statement. That's why I didn't want to do it with you originally when we're doing that Barnat. This is assumption on top of assumption on top of assumption. So says the Ramah, I'm going to hold like those who are machmir that you're mevasha otavar charif. Afilu eina ben yomo. That's also debatable. O shedachlu tavlin memudach shel basar im bishlo b'chalav. You have to change the girsa. Oh, so now we didn't. Now the Ramah is really just saying what the Mechaber says in Simin Kuf Gimel Sif Vav. Everything comes together with this Ramah based on all of the above. So what comes out is that the Mechaber is ostensibly Mekel when it comes to spices on an Ein Ben Yomo. We have a machlokis between the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Kiva Eger, whether the Mechaber would be Mekel also on cooking Eina Ben Yomo. The Ramah seems to understand that the Mechaber was Mekel, by the way. Here he comes along and he says, I hold that this you're going to have to be Machmer on. Machmer, he understood that you thought that the Mechaber was Mekel on it. You could be Mefalpel. At the end of the day, it's Mefurish, this you sow. So this is another example, Dover Charif, that needs to be fleshed out. And that is, we learned today that if you have a Dover Charif that's sitting in a dish and it's not moist, in other words, it's not soaking. If you have soaking, that's going to be a different Shaila. But we saw in the Shach, in Sif Katan Yud Ches, we saw that if it's simply sitting there, it won't absorb. If it's cooked inside, then that's a totally different ballgame. Once it's cooked inside, according to the Ramah, then the Dover Charif is going to do its magic. And its magic will be two things for the Ramah. One magic is that it will defy Nat Barnat. And magic number two, it will turn a Dover Pogum into something that is Aser. Okay. From this Ramah also, we could ask Akasha on the Beis Meir. If you remember, last week we learned that the Beis Meir taught us that the only time you have to be Machmir on an Eina Ben Yomo was if it's a tznom. But if it's a non-tznom item, so then in such a case, the Beis Meir said that you don't have to be Machmir on Eina Ben Yomo. So comes along the Marsham. I quoted this for you on the cover page. Marsham says, wait a second, this Ramah is against that. Because this Ramah said, he didn't just say tznom. He said all dvarim charifim. All dvarim charifim could take the Eina Ben Yomo and be chal yilashevach. The Beis Meir didn't paskin that way, at least b'dievet. What? Chiltus, what?
The Beis Meir says about
snow. Snow. That's the Mishkanus Yaakov was Mekel on except for Chiltus. The Beis Meir is Mekel except for snow. Correct. So the Marsham asks a nice kasha from this halacha. The Sefer Dover Charif tries to be Miyashev an interesting chiddush in the Beis Meir. You look back at the Beis Meir and tell me if you agree with this. The Sefer Dover Charif, I didn't photocopy again for you because I didn't have it with me here. The Sefer Dover Charif says that the Beis Meir was only makel on a kli that Rov Tashmisho is bitzone, that generally used for cold. So we have already in Orachaim Chelak Hei of Mishneh Berurah that we're makel when a kli. I'm not talking halacha l'maisa for Pesach. But in general, there's a tzad to be makel, a kli that's rov tashmisho b'tzoneh, where you look at that kli as being tzoneh, not as some of the absorbed iser b'chamin. So maybe the Beis Meir was only makel on a kli sh'rov tashmisho b'tzoneh. You have to look back in the Beis Meir to tell me if you think that this is mochrach. Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, tom v'nishlam. I think we did everything that I wanted to do. I put a little bit more on the sheet, but I decided that we weren't going to go so far. So Rabosa, what we were zocha to do together. Let's finish off the Ramah that Shua pointed out. Just make sure we've read every word of Shulchan Aruch. So there are two Ramahs to make sure that we read every word in Shulchan Aruch. Number one, in Sadi Hei Beis. Sadi Hei Beis, we're still going to read more. So that's fine. I'm going to still go back to the Fashir. But Sadi Vav Dalid, let's finish off. Ulechein Ochlin biktas mekomos hakruv. So therefore, says the Ramah, I just got through saying that if the majority of it was heter, and there's a little bit of iser in the lemons that you could be makel, b'chlein ochlin biktas mekomos hakruv shekaren kompast, afagav deparis v'chotuv. He says that they're makel, and they say that at the end of the day it's bottled, like we had seen, and then we had seen the Shach said that lemons we could be more makel than olives. V'yesh mekom hashem achrim mirim bazev ve'en l'shanos haminig. Aval shar dvarim she'en ha'charifin kegon tapuchim o liftos yiveshim gedom le'enogim v'heter kemo b'lemons ve'en l'hachmir klav. The things that are less sharp, those for sure you could be makel. So b'siyata d'shmayim we learned si'ifim beis gimel and dalid, and we did everything that is critical that comes out halacha l'maisa, as well as the important with Siyata D'Shmaya, all the important shachs and tazes. So Mirza Hashem on Thursday. So the question is whether most of the time, officially, there's regular kolel. So I would like to learn regular official time. If most people can't make it, there were some people who said that they might not be able to make it, so then I will ask Rav Miller. Kedarko V'Kodesh Rav Miller is not so excited about. I told someone there was once a very important person who asked me he could give a presentation to the kolel during the shir slot. So important person who was connected to yeshiva, so I said, for sure. So Miller came over to me afterwards and he said, there's a reason why he asked you and he didn't ask me. It was my shir time, he said, because if he had asked me, I would have told him no. So I also felt that Miller is a little bit of a bigger person and he could say no to. But either way, the point is, Miller said that sheer time, learning time is learning time. You're not mevatel regular learning time. So he does have a proper attitude, not being mevatel sidrei yeshiva. Off the record, I'm not going to tell him who wants. Off the record, in terms of how many people, if the chevra wants, I can't give shiur on Wednesday. We have a meeting on Wednesday. Either Thursday morning. How many people think that for good reasons they won't be able to be here on Thursday 2:00? Okay, so I don't. I think that we'll continue. We'll have regular shiur. So Mirtz Hashem on Thursday we'll have regular shiur. We're off on Monday. We're off on Monday. Thursday I'm traveling. Top already Thursday, right? So then what we will do is we're going to do like this. Mirtz Hashem. We'll have Thursday. We might be able to finish on Thursday. Look, Rebbe said, we only have a few more se'ifim to finish. So maybe I'll try to. Thursday might be a little bit of a longer shir. And then what's going to happen is we'll have Chazara, probably Chazara, we'll see. We'll have Chazara, we'll have our second Bechina on the second half of Basa B'Cholav. I, Baruch Hashem, am going in for my parents and sister asked me to come in for my nephew's bar mitzvah, so that's that Shabbos. So I'm going to miss shir on Thursday. I'm going to miss shir time on Thursday. So what probably makes sense is we'll probably have the bechina on Monday. I'm not sure if I'm going to be back by Monday, and as I'm just going from Thursday Sunday, but I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly when I land on Monday. So if I'm not here by Monday, Bli Neder, I'll find a way to send it to you electronically, the Bechina, okay? Answer me honestly in terms of your own Amelus. Is a week too much time for Chazara? No. You'll make the most of it. Yeah? Yeah? It's not too much time? Okay. So B'siyata D'Shmaya, we'll see if we need another Shir on Monday. We might not. Either way, will be Chazara time Thursday and probably a Bechina on Monday. The other commercial was as follows. I have a close friend who, this is a warning, during winter break, he and his wife went on a skiing trip on winter break, and she skied straight into a tree. Baruch Hashem, it was serious, but she was unconscious. Baruch Hashem, she was fine afterwards, but she woke up with full amnesia up until age 5 or 10. She remembered everything from 0 to 10, but nothing after that. So he said to me, it was great. We got to fall in love with each other all over again. It's a pretty risky proposition, but for them, it worked out. Bottom line is do safe things.